Diane and Charles McCoy. Morning, Justine.
Morning, Commissioner Travelstead, members of the commission. The project before you is that of Diane and Charles McCoy, 13-0437. They are requesting authorization to construct a 446 linear foot bulkhead, aligned maximum of 2 feet channelward of an existing deteriorating bulkhead, to include a 20 linear foot timber jetty adjacent to their property at 1721 Cloncurry Road, situated along the Lafayette River in Norfolk. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The subject property is situated close to the mouth of the Lafayette River. Just for reference, Naval Station Norfolk and Norfolk International Terminals sit to the north. The property is outlined in orange here. And this is another shot of the McCoy property. And the bulkhead that is being replaced, you can see, runs along here and back here. The bulkhead is situated along a narrow inlet that serves as a thoroughfare to the Lafayette River for several of the nearby residents. Just to the east lies the Hermitage Museum and Gardens, and there's a dilapidated bulkhead on their property that you'll see a little more clearly in some of my site photos. The next couple of slides depict the project drawings that were submitted by the McCoys. This is a fairly straightforward bulkhead replacement project that includes replacement of an existing timber bulkhead with a vinyl bulkhead. This is the northern portion of the property, and I have outlined the bulkhead to be replaced in green. This is the southern portion of the property, and as I mentioned before, the McCoys are proposing a 20 linear foot timber jetty at the terminus of the bulkhead. I've stitched the two plan view drawings together so that you can get a visual of what this looks like. To maintain a straight alignment, the McCoys are proposing to drive the vinyl sheet piles 8 inches channelward of the existing outermost timber piles at the northern and southern points of the bulkhead, and then connecting them by a straight line in between. And this portion of the bulkhead is approximately 371 linear feet. The proposal will result in 468 square feet of additional encroachment over state-owned submerged land. And the agent has indicated that the maximum channelward encroachment is from the fill, resulting from the fill area, is 18 inches from the timber pile, or from the outermost timber pile. This is the cross-section that was received with the revised drawings. The fill area is indicated in green here. And again, at the northern and southern points of the bulkhead, he's proposing to go 8 inches channelward and then connecting by straight line in between. This is a cross-section of the proposed timber jetty that will extend from the southern terminus of the bulkhead. It will be at the same elevation as the proposed bulkhead. And Mr. McCoy is requesting this portion of the project to minimize sand accumulation in the channel and to prevent there's some existing riprap from falling into the channel. The next series of slides are from several of my site visits to the property. It might be a little bit difficult to see, but there's a PVC pipe right here that marks the channelward limits of the proposed timber jetty. And this is the riprap I referred to earlier. This is a shot of 8 inches channelward of the proposed, 8 inches channelward of the existing timber piles at the southern end of the bulkhead. This is looking northward along the face of the existing bulkhead. It gives you an idea of the existing condition of the bulkhead. The distance between Mr. McCoy's bulkhead and the dilapidated bulkhead on the Hermitage property is approximately 24 feet. And at low tide, there is roughly a foot of water that exists uniformly in that location. So at low tide, it's likely that only canoes or kayaks are maybe accessing the Lafayette River through this inlet.
Is the channel, so-called channel, in the middle of that area there? Or?
Well, what I observed when I was out there obtaining some soundings is that there really is actually no channel. So at low tide, let me see if I've got it. At low tide in this area, and I waded in this entire area, it's basically a foot of water. This is a shot taken from the Hermitage property, looking westward toward Mr. McCoy's bulkhead. This is at the northernmost portion of the bulkhead. Again, the alignment here, he's proposing to go at eight inches channelward. You can see that has been marked. The bulkhead does bow slightly towards the northern section. I've seen bulkheads in a lot worse condition than this. And this is
what
just
about that bulkhead?
There you go. I did want to point out I measured from the corner of the chimney to Mr. McCoy's bulkhead, and it's about 20 feet. So there's really not much space in there. The project is protested by the adjacent property owners, Dr. and Mrs. Kevin and Susan Murray, who have expressed several concerns with the proposal. Their primary concern is the additional encroachment resulting from the new bulkhead and the potential navigation-related impacts that may result. The Murrays do appreciate the need to replace the bulkhead, and they have acknowledged that they agree the bulkhead needs to be replaced, but the extent to which the new bulkhead extends into the narrow into the inlet is a primary issue that could, in their opinion, hasten the filling of the navigable portion of the waterway. They are also concerned with the use of sand as backfill and the potential for sand to leach through the weep holes. They would prefer to see an alternate material such as stone used. According to the agent, Mr. Tom Langley with Langley and McDonald, it's my understanding that a screened insert will be used to prevent this from occurring, and he's here today and can speak more to the technical aspects of this for the record. The Murrays are also concerned that the effects of the proposed jetty may actually result in increased shoaling right at the mouth of the inlet. And they have also mentioned concerns with erosion along the Hermitage shoreline. To address their concerns, we contacted Scott Hardaway with VIMS, and based upon his review, he did not believe that the impacts would be much different than the existing conditions. And as he stated, the proposed jetty is no longer than remnants of an older structure which previously resided there. In most cases, staff generally supports the 2-foot channelward encroachment for the construction of a replacement bulkhead. However, the navigation-related concerns with respect to the McCoy's current proposal are not without merit given the narrow width of the inlet. Although staff is sensitive to the Murray's concerns with respect to the proposed jetty, staff believes the structure will not result in shoaling that could impede navigation and ultimately restrict access to the Lafayette River. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the proposed bulkhead, provided the vinyl sheet piles are driven immediately adjacent to the outermost timber support piles. This will minimize navigation-related concerns while also reducing unnecessary encroachment over state-owned submerged land. With respect to the northern bowed section of the bulkhead, staff recommends a landward realignment of the proposed bulkhead to maintain a straight line as opposed to further channelward encroachment. Staff supports approval of the timber jetty as proposed. Staff also recommends a royalty for the encroachment of the bulkhead an associated fill over state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot, and for the jetty at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. Mr. McCoy and Mr. Langley are both here today. It's my understanding the protestants were unable to make it.
Questions? Mr. Erskine.
I just had a clarification. Is it 8 inches that would be the additional encroachment? Is that what you said from the existing structure would be 8 inches?
8 inches with respect to the fill area.
Okay.
And then the vinyl bulkhead is approximately 10 inches. So there, but typically when we articulate that in our language, we refer to the fill area as the bulkhead.
Okay. Thank you.
You're talking about a straight line now.
Yes.
The current bulkhead has some curve to it where it's falling.
A little bit.
So will there have to be some grading back?
I'm sorry.
Will there have to be some grading back to create a straight line?
Well, that's what the staff recommendation is, particularly for the northern section of the bulkhead, would be to realign the bulkhead landward. But the request as it stands is to go channelward.
Does the old bulkhead stay in place?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. The applicant's present, represented. Thanks, Justine. Solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yeah.
Please state your name.
My name is Tom Langley. I'm Langley McDonald Engineers, Virginia Beach, 309 Lenhaven Parkway. I think Justine has done a very credible job of taking us through the project. She's done a very admirable job of trying to make everybody happy, and I think, unfortunately, that's not the case here. The idea of landward realignment of the proposed bulkhead, I want to draw your attention to that. It sounds like it's a pretty simple thing, but what she's actually talking about is removing the bulkhead in its current location where it's bowed and building a new bulkhead in that place. That, as you can imagine, is a significant expense to do that, and it creates a lot of disruption to the land behind it with the bulkhead is currently retaining. There are a couple pictures that I wanted to go back to if I can work this thing. There was an aerial.
Keep going.
I'll see that picture.
Justine will help you find it.
It was the aerial. Oh, that one right there. Thank you. What I wanted to point out is this is the bow section right here that is the point of contention with Mrs. Murray and the idea of navigation through here. I want to point out the width that we're talking about here. I recognize we have a narrow part here, but that's not where we're talking about there being a bow section and staff recommending it, the new bulkhead be built in the same alignment as the existing bulkhead. What they're talking about is in this location here. So I would contend that the additional expense of that is certainly not warranted in this case. The 2-foot space between the existing bulkhead and the new bulkhead is standard operating procedure. The reason for it is to provide room for the contractor to actually work between the two bulkheads. You just can't put one bulkhead up against the other. There are bolts, there are whalers, there are reasons for having that gap. We can reduce that gap to 8 inches. We've talked to a couple of contractors, and in this case, they're saying they could work within that 8-inch gap between the existing bulkhead and the new bulkhead. But that's about as tight as we can get it. We feel like the impact on navigation is negligible or non-existent. We feel like it is an unnecessary expense to try to replace the bulkhead in its current location. There are trees that would be affected by that. There are crepe myrtles here. There's a 36-inch pine here. The way that we would propose to build a new bulkhead is with a man array type anchor that could be driven from the outside through the existing bulkhead such that you don't have to excavate. It's like a toggle bolt. You drive it back and you pull on it and it expands and holds itself. So it is minor disruption to the existing ground. And I just want to emphasize that navigation is certainly not an issue here. We do have a couple of pictures about the depth at low tide, if I might.
That's possibly a better picture. You can see the distance between the Hermitage bulkhead and Mr. McCoy's bulkhead, and there is very minimal water to speak of. Another shot, again, showing the lack of water in here. And then further, some of the pictures, it shows the proposed bulkhead line and the lack of depth of water. The navigation, in my opinion, is not an issue here. A couple more. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions, Mr. Langley? Ms. Haney?
Question. One of the concerns was sand through the weep holes. Isn't it normal procedure for these contractors to have gravel at that level of the weep holes?
It's easier to have some sort of filtration system at the weep hole, yes. Ms. Murray is asking that we have the entire backfill as gravel, and we're not interested in doing that. Sand is the typical backfill material. Also, these are vinyl sheets, and the interlock in the vinyl sheet is much tighter than her timber bulkhead, as Murray's timber bulkhead. She's concerned about leaching material through the bulkhead. She's experiencing that probably more with her timber bulkhead than what we will experience with the vinyl sheets.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
Thank you, sir.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition to this project? Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't mean to pass you by.
I solemnly swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Thank you, sir.
Very good. You consider yourself sworn.
All right. Can this picture I got on my screen, can we put on that screen?
That's what I just said, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
There we go.
All right. As Tom pointed out, the northern end, which is to your right on this, is the point that the staff thinks I'm encroaching too much by asking for 8 inches from the new one. As you notice, and he pointed out, that there's 100 or so feet between that and the Hermitage property that is over the Concur Improvement property. Concur Improvement property owns and pays real estate tax on the area coming through the canal and most of the waterway that you see and continues back for about 6 or 7 houses. You become an owner of Concur Improvement Corporation by buying real estate next to it. And as treasurer, I collect money from the group and we pay real estate tax. But anyway, my point is that northern end is, in my opinion, not an issue of encroachment because of the vast distance between that and the Hermitage property. It is deeper water at that point than it is at the entrance of the canal, and that is because, as you can see on the east, the Hermitage property has eroded and lost about a quarter acre that is now in the canal in the southern end of that property. But in the northern end of the property, it is deeper because the tide has not quite push the sand quite that far. As the Murrays pointed out in one of their emails, the channel is only 6 or 8 feet from my property eastward. Well, as Justine pointed out, and as we saw on other low tide photocopies, the channel, as she calls it, is about 15 or 18 feet from my bulkhead because that's flat. The 5 or 6 feet next to the dilapidated bulkhead of the Hermitage in the middle, because that's where the majority fills. You can also remember a picture that Justine showed of the sand in front of my property and the riprap. The natural shift of sand is from east, from west to east, and that's what builds up in front of my riprap. By putting that little wooden structure there, will retain a little of the riprap as well as keep as much sand coming from east to, from west to east, which is not going to do a whole lot because the majority of the Hermitage property is going to continue to erode because there's nothing there to hold it. as you can see, even at this tide, it's over top of the riprap that has been put there, and it continues to erode, and I think the land that you see there in 5 years won't be there because the storms continue to take it out. That's my gripe at the Hermitage, and I'm off to put in riprap for them, but they won't take my money. Anyway, I'd like to hear your concerns about the project so I can address any individual questions, sir.
Any questions, Mr. McCoy? Seeing none, thank you, sir.
Okay, I appreciate you approving my project. My bulkhead is falling in. I need something else.
Anyone else to speak in favor of the project? Anyone in opposition to the project? Anything from the applicant to wrap up?
Again, what we're asking for is the 8-inch gap, the north and the south end, a straight line in between. We do not want to remove and realign the bulkhead at all. Thank you.
Thank you. That is before the commission. Mr. Erster.
Mr. Commissioner, I have a question for Justine. In the protestant's letter, which unfortunately they're not here, they indicated that there were several other adjacent northerly residents that may use that thoroughfare. Were they contacted, and did they have any opposition, or was it just the Murrays that had opposition?
They were notified via our adjacent property owner notification letter, and I did not receive any comments or concerns from anyone else apart from the Murrays who reside here. Initially, there were some concerns expressed by the Hermitage when we got the first set of drawings, but we resolved those concerns. So, Murrays are the only ones I've heard
from. I see. If I can have a...
I think we're okay. We're okay. We're good. Thank you. Go ahead.
I just had a comment. I think that most of those landowners would be pleased with the opportunity to continue to use what little water may be available for the navigation that does occur in there. So it would be a motion to approve the project and accept staff recommendation.
There's a motion to accept staff
recommendation. Do we have any other comment on this thing? I mean, can we have some more comment before
Absolutely.
We do this?
Sure.
I see.
Well, let me get up. Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to the motion to accept staff recommendation? Hearing none. We still need a motion.
All right. Well, I see zero benefit of requiring the landward movement of the existing bulkhead to do a straight line. And so I'd be at 8 inches. We're talking 8 inches at that north end where you got the wide water anyway. And it's a great amount of burden, a lot more cost to do that. And so I would be more inclined to recommend that we accept the applicant's request. Obviously, the bulkhead needs to be replaced. They're either going to lose it all. You know, and so, but that requiring that northern end to be moved 8 inches in to actually take their bulkhead down, because that's what they have to do, and cut it back, cut the land back, is just, you know, you're talking about a lot of problems causing that. A lot more expense. And I don't see any benefit. I just don't see the benefit of doing that. I don't see any detriment to the up creek or whatever this little stream is, landowners, by allowing it 8 inches. Yeah. So my motion would be to accept the applicant's, approve the applicant's request.
Is there a second to that motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Any further comment?
And I'll just make a comment. Quite frankly, I think that I certainly, with Mr. Erskine, I can understand why he would have a tendency to believe that staff recommendation has merit in most cases. I think in this case, what will happen is that as the time goes from the conception and start of the bulkhead project, we'll have a rain event. We may have a storm while the land is exposed and has no bulkhead, and then we will have a filling in of the creek. And further, I would suggest if we tighten the little creek there, we might get more depth. So I, for those two reasons, I think that I would support the motion.
Any other comments? Ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion to approve the applicant's application, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Everybody okay? Keep going.
Commissioner Travelstead, just to clarify for the record, does this include the royalty?
The intent of my motion was to actually accept staff recommendation minus the movement of that bulkhead, but the royalty and everything else was...
Everyone has that understanding, correct?
Correct.
Yep. Thank you.